Hello again and welcome back. A bust of Winston Churchill now has permanent residence at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington. In a brief ceremony yesterday, the bust of the World War II British Prime Minister was unveiled and takes its place among other prominents in the Capitol. It was House Speaker John Boehner's idea and put on display in a nonpartisan ceremony to honor the wartime leader and honorary American citizen. Rob Havers, executive director of the National Churchill Museum at Westminster College in Fulton, was there for that ceremony. You'll remember Rob was with us earlier this year to discuss Churchill's 1946 Iron Curtain speech at Westminster. Rob joins us from Washington. Rob, good to talk to you again.
Yes, good to talk to you too, and good afternoon, rather, to all your listeners.
Yes, it is afternoon. Tell us something about the ceremony yesterday and your role or participation in it, if there was participation by you.
Well, I was there to represent the National Churchill Museum, and I think everyone involved in the wider Churchill world from all around the world came to witness this unveiling. It was a very moving ceremony, and as you rightly stressed, a bipartisan ceremony. John Kerry delivered some stirring words and actually mentioned Westminster College, the small college that Churchill came to in Fulton, Missouri, all those years ago. And it was a very nice occasion and very appropriate and very apposite, I think, that Winston Churchill's bust now has a permanent place in Statuary Hall.
Well, there were some people, Rob, it seems to me, who tried to make it a partisan event by suggesting that the reason John Boehner, whose idea this was, as I understand it, the reason he did it was to kind of get at Barack Obama, because Mr. Obama had the bust of Winston Churchill, which was given to the White House just after 9/11. He had it removed from the office during a redecorating phase.
Yes, the real impetus for this bust was, I think, a long-standing belief that Churchill should be represented in the Capitol. And I don't think it was a direct response particularly to that removal of the bust that was loaned to George Bush as president. Certainly, Boehner has been a lifelong Churchillian, and his decision to have some Churchill representation came as far back as 2011 on what was the 70th anniversary of that epic Churchill speech to Congress in 1941, within days of Pearl Harbor, when Churchill talked about Great Britain and the United States walking together, and certainly that was the spirit of the ceremony yesterday, and all the speakers attested to that.
In all fairness, we should point out that there is a bust of Winston Churchill at the White House, which has been there since 1960, as I understand it.
That's exactly right, yes. Yeah. And then not many people knew that.
You mentioned some of the people who were present there yesterday. Mention some of the others. There were some show business personalities, I know, as well as some other glitterati.
There were indeed. Roger Daltrey came all the way over from London. Roger Daltrey, of course, the lead singer with The Who, the legendary 1960s British rock group, and he played two live songs, which really enlivened the whole ceremony. So it was a really wonderful occasion. The British ambassador was there, and he indeed hosted a lovely dinner yesterday evening to commemorate the event still further.
Roger Daltrey, as I understand it, sang Won't Get Fooled Again as part of that presentation yesterday. our audience will be hearing that as we say goodbye today. I just want to alert them to the fact that Mr. Daltrey will perform here on St. Louis on the Air. Also, Mr. Churchill's grandson was also present, as I understand it.
Yes.
Nicholas Soames.
Nicholas Soames was there, and he delivered some great words. His great-grandson was also there, Randolph Churchill, and his great-granddaughter, Jenny Churchill. Edwina Sands, one of the members of the Board of Governors of the National Churchill Museum, was there too. So a great representation of the Churchill family. Lady Soames, Churchill's last surviving child, could not be there, but sent a message of goodwill too.
Edwina Sands was a guest on this program some years ago in connection with the unveiling of the Berlin Wall sculpture that is now present at the museum in Fulton.
Yes, Edwina is one of a kind and was in good form yesterday.
I have a clip here of Nicholas Soames' comments, at least partial comments that he made yesterday. Let's play that now and hear what he had to say.
It is a wonderful, resonant, and fitting tribute, and one which would have caused him great pride and great pleasure. Born to an American mother, he cherished his relationship with America and the American peoples, often describing himself as an English-speaking Union.
That is Nicholas Soames, Winston Churchill's grandson. Rob, I would like to ask you to do something for me, for those young people who would be listening today who may not really know Winston Churchill. Could you explain to them why he is so revered in this country?
Winston Churchill, I think, is revered in this country because of the way in which he acted in those dark days of World War II, when Britain stood alone against Nazi Germany and seemed as though she could not stand against Nazi Germany, and how he kept Britain in the war and reached out to FDR, U.S. president, and then joined with the United States once the United States had entered the war somewhat unwillingly following Pearl Harbor. But he really embodied many virtues that have a contemporary relevance, and often I think Winston Churchill embodies many of the virtues and characteristics that Americans see in themselves: determination and resolution, standing alone, standing for their ideals. So the notion of Winston Churchill as a figure that literally and figuratively straddles the Atlantic, it is a very real one. Many of Churchill's actions throughout his life strike me, certainly as an Englishman living in the United States,
what
being very American, and I think that is what resonates today.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up, this feeling of being an American, at least a partial American, that he might have felt. Were there many references to that by Mr. Churchill during his lifetime?
There were quite a few, and certainly towards the end of his life, and indeed when he came to Fulton to speak at Westminster College, he talked to the President Truman and talked about how, were he born again, he believes that to be born in the United States would have given him the greatest chance of greatness, because he saw the United States as a land of opportunity and a country that would be receptive to his characteristics and personal traits.
Well, would that he had been born here. That would have been most interesting indeed. A lot of people were putting some stock in determining where the bust of Mr. Churchill would be in the Capitol building, what it would be positioned by whom. Where is it?
It was unveiled in Statuary Hall, but my understanding is that it's going to be moved to a place known as the British Steps and occupy a special alcove there.
And who else would be present in the British alcove?
At the moment, it's just Winston Churchill, but the British Steps are apparently a feature that predates Churchill appearing there.
Just a few seconds left. What does this ceremony yesterday and the fact that the bust now has been placed in the Capitol mean to you in general, but to the museum in Fulton in particular?
Well, what it does, what it means to us, is that it affirms Churchill's a wider interest in Winston Churchill, and it also affirms our mission to teach young people about who he is, why he's important, and our range of educational programs that we run from the museum in Fulton, which is only an hour and a half from St. Louis, have even greater traction, I believe, when we have an event that is national and international like this, shining a light on Winston Churchill and his relationship with the United States that defined his career.
What specifically, and again, only about 30 seconds left, what specifically is at the museum that would be particularly attractive to young people?
We have a wonderful interactive exhibition that chronicles Churchill's life and the big events of the 20th century, the origins of the First World War, the Second World War, the rise of the Nazi Party, Churchill's struggle with losing the election in 45 and coming back. And the theme of the exhibition really is the ability to bounce back even when you're knocked down, an attribute that Churchill displayed throughout his life and which is, of course, an eternal one.
Rob Havers, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Executive Director of the National Churchill Museum at Westminster College. Thank you. Join Jim Althoff tomorrow for Cityscape, and he'll talk with pianist Peter Martin about the opening program in his Shelton concert series featuring selections from the Blue Note Records catalog, and also with Missouri artist Brian Haynes. We'll also hear an Arch City Radio Hour interview with Christian Frimmelt from the local swing dance club Lindy Hop. Monday in St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the increasing entrepreneurship environment in St. Louis. You'll hear hear from young entrepreneurs. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. There's Roger Daltrey and The Who. St. Louis On the Air, produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, production assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Jeremy Bailey, Kristen Torres, and Spencer Reed. Executive producers Robert Peterson. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Don Marsh.